This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wow, freaking wild day in Trump land, huh? Wild day today. Stock market down almost 500 points again. They're not going to rest till they destroy the economy. The liberals, the globalists, the Federal Reserve, the D.C. swamp, the deep state, they're all out to destroy President Trump, and the way to destroy him is to destroy the Trump economy. They're out to ruin him. In 3 months, Fed Chair Jerome Powell just destroyed the Trump economy. The Dow has lost over $4 trillion in value. Fire this guy. He's a kamikaze. He's a suicide pilot. Fire Jerome Powell, President Trump. You've got to. You've got no choice. Now, just as an example, I'm searching for the article now. Here it is. CNBC's Jim Cramer, who's one of the most respected financial minds in the world, and certainly on Wall Street, and has the same kind of personality as me, a very high-energy, in-your-face guy, CNBC's Jim Cramer agrees Fed Chairman Powell is Trump's worst nightmare. Who the hell raises rates with the Dow down 12% in 3 months? That was what Jim Cramer said. Since October, the Fed has single-handedly dismantled the U.S. economy. The Trump tax cuts at year-end 2017 set the economy on fire. U.S. stock markets set record after record. So the Fed stepped in and killed the economy, or Trump might get reelected in 2020. The Fed announced on Wednesday afternoon they will increase rates. We'll also increase rates next year. The Dow dropped another 720 points. The Dow was down at one point by 894 points. As a result of Fed policies, Americans are being bombed, just destroyed, with their 401ks dissolving into thin air. The Dow dropped 3,500 points. Since Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's insidious comments in early October that he will continue to raise interest rates, stock market has lost more than $4 trillion of value since then. On Wednesday, yesterday, it lost another trillion. Who the hell raises interest rates when the stock market is down 12% in 3 months? And here's what Jim Cramer said. CNBC's Jim Cramer went off on Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, saying President Trump is right to worry about a possible recession in 2019 as a result of the central bank chief's rate hikes. The president is spot on, Cramer said on Wednesday evening. The Fed is perfectly happy to gradually strangle the economy, the U.S. economy, in order to stamp out inflation or the potential inflation, and that's bad news for corporate earnings and the stock market. Cramer has been saying for months there's no need to worry about inflation since it's not problematically high. The economy is showing signs, and that the economy is showing pocket signs of weakness. Taken together, these factors indicate the Fed should pause rate hikes, he argued. If I were running Trump's reelection campaign, Jay Powell would be my worst nightmare, said Cramer, who, like the president, has been calling on Powell to stop. Powell apologists, they must have no sense or empathy for what's about to happen to the working person in this country, Cramer said. You gotta fire this guy. He is a madman, and he is named by the president, and he can be forced to step down by the president, and his policies are suicidal. Now, by the way, before I get to the wall, which is the really big news story of the day, besides the Federal Reserve Chief of the United States trying to destroy the U.S. economy, before I get to the wall, I do want to mention to you a little bit of news here that I think points out, you know, proof, positive, that liberalism destroys economies. Liberalism ruins quality of life of middle-class people. New York leads the nation in population loss. Just saw this one. It's the most undesirable undesirable category you could ever want to be in. It's the number one state in America for population loss. New data from the Census Bureau says 9 states saw a drop in population between July of 17 and July of 18. New York led the way to loss of 48,000 people. Illinois, 45,000 people. West Virginia, 11,000. Louisiana, 10. Hawaii, 3. Mississippi, 3. Alaska, 2. Connecticut, 1. And Wyoming, 1. Also lost people. New York's population of 19 million is the fourth largest in the nation. The two fast-growing states in America are Nevada and Idaho. Both states saw their populations increase by 2.1% in the last year. What's missing from this article, by the way, because I always grab the headline, print it out, and say I'm going to do it on the show. What's missing from this headline is, where's California? I always hear California has massive, massive outflow of decent people, taxpayers, people with assets, people with pensions, people with businesses. Massive outflow, biggest in the nation. But I believe it's not on this list because they have a massive inflow of illegal aliens. When you combine the outflow with the inflow, it equals even, and they're not losing people. They may be gaining people. But what you've lost is all the good people who pay the taxes, and what you've gained is the people with their hands out who ask for nothing but handouts. So New York is just like California. I'm sure they gain lots of illegals too. And yet the outflow from New York is so big they couldn't overcome it with just the illegals coming in. And keep in mind, the difference there is probably weather. California and New York have the same, you know, sick, mentally ill, dysfunctional, liberal policies ruling their states and rulers ruling their states who believe in high taxes and high regulation and free health care for all and climate change that strangles the economy and no wall, open borders, let everybody in, give them all welfare. That's New York. That's California. The only difference is at least you get to live in misery and sunshine in California and warm weather. In New York, it's just miserable. You know, from November 1st till April 30th, it's miserable and nasty every single day in New York, which is why I lived there 27 years and I got the hell out of Dodge. Can't stand that miserable weather and that miserable gray sky and drizzle and snow, and the snow is dirty snow. Man, I spent a lot of time living part-time in Park City, Utah for the last 10 years. Lots of time in Park City. I love it. When it snows, it's so clean and beautiful and white and reminds you of heaven. When it snows in New York, it's pretty for about a minute. Then it gets filthy, dirty, smelly, polluted dog poop, car residue, and it's filthy and disgusting. It gets on your clothes, gets in your shoes, gets in your face and your hair. It's miserable. New York is misery for like 8 months a year. So I'm sure people run for their lives from New York because of the weather, the taxes, the regulations, and liberal attitudes. But they're running for their life a little bit less in California because, as bad as the things are economically because of liberals, you've got such nice weather. It's like heaven. I mean, you don't understand how nice California is till you live there. I lived there almost 15 years. It is just perfect every single day, you know, with the exception of like, you know, a two-day monsoon in February and a two-day monsoon in March. It is the most perfect weather you've ever seen in your life. And it just doesn't get any better than life in Southern California. Northern Cal's a little different, not quite as nice, but Southern Cal is just the most beautiful weather in the world. Orange County, San Diego, Laguna, Newport, you know, Malibu where I lived, Hollywood Hills, Bel Air, Beverly Hills, just beautiful places with perfect weather. And so, you know, there are rich people going, ooh, I hate the taxes, ooh, I hate the liberal stuff, but I'm still going to stay here because you can't beat the weather. But nobody says that in New York, and that's why they're running for their lives from New York. All right, now to the wall. There was a big turnaround overnight, and I'm not going to say Wayne Root gets credit, but thousands of Wayne Roots get credit. Wayne Root gets credit, and Ann Coulter gets credit, and Laura Ingraham gets credit, and Sean Hannity gets credit, and Rush Limbaugh gets credit, and I'm sure Michael Savage and Michael Savage gets credit. Every conservative talk show host in the nation, I'm sure, was saying the same things as me yesterday. You know, not just on USA Radio, but on national TV on my Newsmax TV show, which is the top show on Newsmax. Fan mails a week now. I used to think it was cool when I started to get 10 and 20, and then it was 100, and then it was 200. Now over 1,000 emails a week, over 100 a day, sometimes 200 or 300 a day. And they all say, watch you on Newsmax, watch you on Newsmax, watch you on Newsmax. And I've got some power and some effect now. I can be effective. And I can change the direction somewhat of this country. And think what Rush Limbaugh has compared to me. So his is exponentially larger than me after, you know, 30 years as number one in talk radio. And so all of us complained and bitched and moaned yesterday, night and day, that Donald Trump was letting us down. I said it in a different way than others. Ann Coulter said, he's a bad guy, he's a scam artist, and I'm never going to vote for him again if he doesn't get the wall. I'm done with him. All he cares about is getting rich. He's a scam artist. And I didn't say anything like that, and I would never would say anything like that. That's a scam artist. He's a human being, and he was getting demoralized by the fact that he is all by himself. It's one man against the world. And they're trying to put him in jail. For what? For having sex? He was a free man. He was a businessman. He could have sex with who he wants to. That's between him, God, and his girlfriend or his wife at the time. It's none of your damn business. And you're even allowed legally to pay off those girls. It's none of your business. He paid it off with his own private money. So, and his children, they want to go after them for a meeting because someone said, I got dirt on Hillary. Who wouldn't go to the meeting? That's part of politics. Here's the funniest part. So Donald Trump Jr. went to a meeting in Trump Tower with a bunch of Russians who said they had something on Hillary. And nothing ever came of the meeting. No one ever did anything. And what would you go to jail for? But at the same time that was happening, Hillary wasn't going to a meeting to get dirt on Trump, because if that's the case, then she'd be guilty of the same crime. She created the dirt on Trump that was a lie. She paid for the dirt on Trump. If Trump Jr. should go to jail because he went to a meeting because a Russian said, I got dirt on Hillary, what would you say about Hillary, who paid to create a dossier that would get Trump in trouble for something he didn't do? I mean, I must be living in a different country. But in any case, all of us complained overnight, whether we love Trump or not, and I love him and I think he's great, and I thought as recently as 3 months ago he's going to be the greatest conservative president in history. But I said yesterday again and again how disappointed I was and how demoralized I think he is, and he's given in and said it's okay to fund the budget without the wall? BS. Not going to let you do it, man. I said yesterday we're putting our boot on his neck. And we're going to demand there's no budget. Go ahead and shut the government down. There cannot be a budget without the wall. And we woke up this morning and found out Trump is not going to allow the budget to go through. He's going to veto it. He is not going to allow it without a wall. And we found out literally minutes ago, Steve Scalise now confirms the House GOP will add $5 billion in funding for the border wall. Now, is it going to pass? I don't know. If it passes, will the Senate do something with it? I don't know. But it's time to find out. It's time to go to have a Merry Christmas and shut the government down. Simple as that. Shut the government down. Not going to affect anyone's Christmas, because guess what? The government doesn't do anything good anyway. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex firearms, imported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. By the way, I made an announcement last night on Newsmax TV, and I said that as great as it is that this triple amputee lost both his legs and one arm in war, fighting for you and me, what a great hero, what a great man, what a great sacrifice. As great as it is that he put up a GoFundMe page, and by the way, he's one of hundreds of people who have put up GoFundMe pages to raise money for the wall over the last year. And each time I was looking at it going, that should be me. But I can't do it without spending the right amount of money. I'm not going to do it to raise $3 million. I'm not going to do it to raise $20 million. I got to do it to raise $1 billion or more. And so I need about $1 million of funding so I could advertise on Fox News Day and Night and on CNBC and Fox Business and Newsmax TV and on every talk show in the country, Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and Mike Savage and Shapiro, et cetera, all of them. Okay, if I do it, I'm going to do it right. So I said, I want to do it, and I'm still looking to do it. I've got meetings the next week with several people to try and get the $1 million to do it properly, to raise the money for the wall, and then have me as the spokesman on all the major media in America. And I'll do it at the same time all these other people, including this wonderful hero veteran, is doing it. But he has proved me right, because in a matter of 48 hours, I mean, just literally a couple hours ago, it was up to $7 million. My guess is now it's probably already 8 or 9, and it's going to snowball and just get larger and larger and larger. His name's Brian Colfage. I'm going to his GoFundMe page now. It was $7 million a little while ago. It's $8 million now. That was just a guess. It was $7 million 2 hours ago when my buddy sent me the link, and now it's $8,080,000 of a $1 billion goal. And I believe I'm the guy to get the billion. because I'm the guy who will go in the media day and night. I've got my own TV show, my own radio show, and my own column syndicated nationwide. So, and the book coming out about Trump. So I actually believe I can do a better job than anybody else out there, but I certainly can't disparage Brian Kolfage, A, because he's done a great job. He's proven my idea right. I came up with this idea a year and a half ago and have talked about it ad nauseum on TV and radio, and he's raised $8 million in 3 days. And it's exploding. It was, you know, 500,000 the first few hours, a million in the first day, and now jumped right to 8 million. I'm sure it's going to jump to 20 and 30 and 50 million, maybe even 100 million. But I don't think he's ever going to get near a billion without his own shows like I've got. So I mentioned it on Newsmax, and within hours, hundreds of people contacted me via email from Newsmax TV. Every one of them said, I'm your loyal fan, love the show, I'll pledge 100, I'll pledge 200, I'll pledge 500, I'll pledge 1,000. There were quite a few people who said they'd pledge $1,000. Quite a few said 500, and pretty much everybody said at least 100. And these were hundreds of people just overnight after I mentioned it on my show last night. So there is lots and lots and lots of enthusiasm among conservatives to raise money for the wall, as I always predicted there was. And everybody I tried to raise money from to do this right just didn't get it. Nobody understands. You know, they were all like, well, of course I want the wall, but Trump said Mexico would pay for it, so the average person's not going to pay for it. And I said, bull spit. You don't know what you're talking about. The people who voted for Trump, 63 million strong, even though they're working class and don't have a lot of money, every one of them will put up $100 for their grandkids' future. Every one of them and their kids' future. And if you don't understand that, you are just completely delusional. Everyone I speak to, I've been getting letters and emails for a year now saying, Wayne, I'll give, I'll give, I'll give. So I knew it was there. I knew it was there, and I was right. It is there. And my little speech last night at Newsmax proves it was there. And, of course, this guy Brian Kolfage proves it was there. So good job. Good job to Brian Kolfage, who is a hero vet from Castle Rock, Colorado, missing three limbs. So pretty cool, pretty cool. I am your relentless warrior, Wayne Allyn Root, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior. And by the way, my email, if you want to let me know you want to give, there's no law that says once you say I want to give $100, Wayne, that anybody's coming after you to demand the $100, because I haven't set anything up yet, so I don't even know yet that I'm doing it. But I do have meetings over the holidays with several people who could put up the $1 million, and then I'm going to go for it, and I'm going to go for it hard. And so if you like the idea, send a note to me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot, R-O-O-T, @gmail.com. And let me know, I'm in for 100, I'm in for 1,000, I'm in for 500. Because I want to prove to the investors who put up this money, and really investors is not the right word, the heroes and patriots who put up this money, who believe in America and their capitalism and their kids and grandkids, and they want to save this country. I want to prove to them that there is validity here. So it's WayneRoot@gmail.com. By the way, the show is sponsored by U.S. Gold Bureau. Main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. Call them. Whether it's for Christmas or New Year's resolutions, you want some gold. Because God knows where this economy and the stock market's going, because liberals have carpet bombed it, tried to destroy it. The Fed's trying to destroy it. U.S. Gold Bureau, 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-4653. Or go online, usgoldbureau.com/roots. Wayne Allyn Root, Worn Out, USA Radio, coming to you from KBET, 790 AM, my flagship station in Las Vegas. Be right back.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
War now.
USA Radio News. President Trump has said he would not sign the stopgap funding bill that the Senate passed, a move that dramatically increases the risk of a partial government shutdown. At a bill signing, the president spoke at the White House as to why he wouldn't be signing that bill.
I've made my position very clear. Any measure that funds the government must include border security. Has to. Not for political purposes, but for our country, for the safety of our community. This is not merely my campaign promise. This is the promise every lawmaker made. It is the solemn promise to protect and defend the United States of America, and it is our sacred obligation. We have no choice.
Your final closing numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday. The Dow was down 464 points to close at 22,859. The NASDAQ and S&P were also down. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. My Doctor Suggests, they produce the wonderful colloidal silver lozenges that I suck on all day long and all show long, that keep me alive, that keep me going. Without them, I wouldn't have a voice. You hear me clearing my throat all the time. It's the only way I survive is with these colloidal silver lozenges. Silver destroys bacteria, virus, and yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest, I urge you to try these remarkable magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and make sure you put in the promo code USA Radio, and then you will get 20% off for the entire rest of the month of December, 20% off. And this is cold season, as you know, and this is cold weather and flu season, and people lose their voice, and they need their voice for their job. No one needs it more than me, 720 hours a year on the air. And always talking, and I just barely keep my voice because of My Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozenges. They are a lifesaver. They've made my career. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Just go to MyDoctorSuggests.com or 866-660-9868 to order them. We are waiting on a call from Brooke Rollins, assistant to the President of the United States. She has not called in yet. She should be calling in any minute. When she does, I'll interrupt whatever else I'm talking about to get to the President's assistant to discuss a whole bunch of issues. But in the meantime, I don't mean to say I told you so, but there are some really bad people. Even on the right, there are some bad Republicans. You know, I just wrote the column for the Las Vegas Review-Journal about Brian Sandoval, our governor, and the damage he did to the Nevada Republican Party. And I've been a big critic of John McCain, but of course, well, oh, we got her. Okay, all right. So before I get into all this, we'll go straight to Brooke Rollins, assistant to the President of the United States, assistant for strategic initiatives. We welcome her to the show. Brooke, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Wayne Allen Root, I am awesome. How are you? It's a big day in Washington today.
A huge day, and I hope we can discuss a whole bunch of things, a whole range of things, not just this this transformation of America's criminal justice system, which I'm a big fan of, by the way. You know, I'm known as a guy who's so conservative, I'm to the right of Attila the Hun. And yet I've always felt, I'm on Trump's side in this one, I always felt that people are getting a raw deal, that if someone, I've never done a drug in my life, but if you happen to smoke pot and you didn't commit a violent crime, you shouldn't be in jail for 50 years. Any crime that doesn't involve trafficking or actually being a dealer, if you just did drugs and they catch you with them, I don't think people should be in jail forever, and I think we have too many people in our prisons, and I think we could save billions of dollars by letting them do home detention and not ruining their lives, letting them stay with their families. I've always been on this side. It might be the one liberal issue I believe in the whole world, so I'm really thrilled to see that President Trump and I agree even on this one as well as almost everything else in life. So it's good stuff. So I'm glad you did this. Tell us about it a little bit, this transformation of America's criminal justice system.
Well, listen, you said it. I think I can jump right off. I don't need to say one word. You're amazing. Well, a couple of quick things. I obviously, you know exactly what you're talking about. So, but a couple of things to your point. First, what really the president will be signing into law tomorrow, what passed today in the United States House of Representatives, what passed Tuesday in the United States Senate by overwhelming numbers in both sides, is going to be a transformative, to completely change the way at least the federal system approaches criminal justice. And here's why it's really important. America has 4% of the world's population, but 25% of the world's incarcerated. And you know, if we had... Yeah, it's amazing. And you think about that, but you know where it all started? You're going to appreciate this. It all started in Texas about 10 years ago when a group of us, and by the way, I came from Texas. I'm now at the White House sort of bringing the Texas model, I like to think. But a group of us got together, and you say you're to the right. People consider me to the right of Attila Hunt also. We got together, and I said, this isn't working. We're spending billions of taxpayer dollars. Crime rate is going up. We're putting more and more people into jail. The government is crushing us on this over-criminalization. education piece. And why are we letting liberals own this issue? Conservatives should own this issue. We are for spending less taxpayer dollars. We are for more effective government. And honestly, we're for second chances. And so what do we need to do to change this? And in Texas, over 10 years, we've closed 8 prisons. Crime rate is down 30% because we've redirected that money, saved money, but redirected some money into rehabilitation and training. And recidivism is down, population is down. It works. So now President Trump, in his great wisdom, saw what the red states, not the blue states, but the red states have been doing on this and followed suit.
It's good stuff. And of course, it's passed now, so it only requires Trump's signature, correct? And it'll be law. That's it.
That's it. We worked a long time. A lot of people said it couldn't be done. I read somewhere it was called the zombie bill. It was the bill that refused to die because Jared Kushner, my great friend and colleague, and others refused to let that bill die. And we just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And one other important thing, and I love that you're a fan of my boss. I think he's extraordinary. I think he's going to go down in history as having done more for distressed inner city communities than any president in history. And, you know, for our side, for conservatives, we have got to keep making the point that we're the ones who are fighting for these people who are living in the poverty, below the poverty line, and who are for working for a better life. We're the ones that are creating the jobs and changing the criminal justice system and, you know, putting into play more education opportunities so that those people on the margins are the ones who are helped the most.
All right, and I have no argument with anything you said. We're talking to Brooke Rollins, Assistant to the President of the United States, Assistant for Strategic Initiatives. But I got to tell you, Brooke, this one will be low-keyed by the media to the point where no one in black communities will ever know what happened. Very few will ever give credit to Trump. There'll be a few speeches and a few black churches who will say, good job, Trump. But, I mean, 99% of it will be blacked out by the media and social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. They don't want to give him any credit. All I care about is the big... The base doesn't get excited by this. It's a good deed. I like it. I support it. It's long overdue, but the base cares about the wall. And Trump did a good job this morning. I thought he made a big mistake yesterday. He almost went along with this temporary bill, this temporary spending budget. And now he says, I am not going to allow it, and I want my $5 billion. And I think that was a big move because he was losing a lot of people. You know, I'm the last guy. If I ever turn out the lights, it's all over. But I don't. I said, yeah. I said on Newsmax TV last night, I'm disappointed, but I believe Trump's demoralized because it's him against the world. And there's nobody backing him up. It's him against the world, and I think he's a little demoralized. And I think enough people called him overnight that he got the message, and he woke up and said, you know what? We'll shut down the government. We'll do it. It's Christmas. I can't help it. We have no choice. We've got to get the $5 billion for the wall, or it's never going to happen. I think I gave a big pep talk last night on Newsmax TV. We reached 60 million homes. Ann Coulter gave a scathing, I wouldn't call it a pep talk, I'd say an attack on the president, saying she's lost all faith in him. And Rush Limbaugh and a lot of other talk shows did the same thing as me and said, you just can't do this. You can't tell people that I'm just going to let it go for now. You can't. You said it was the most important thing in the world. You got to do it. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on what's happening with the wall, the shutdown, the possibility of the $5 billion actually being within earshot of us getting it now. Where are we at with all this?
Well, I will tell you, that's a little out of my lane, but let me say I'm sort of working on a couple of other things. But to your bigger point, this president, unlike any other before him, is fighting every day for the American people. And when the American people stand up and say, this is not good enough, no more, this is what we want, he listens. And I call him the great disruptor because I think that's why he's here. That's why he left a very lovely life of great luxury to come to D.C. with his family and get attacked relentlessly by the left and by, you know, everybody other than those who are with him, like you guys. And so I think, you know, he realized that it was time to draw a line in the sand. And let's really, it's amazing to me when he says promises made, promises kept, how he has stayed with that from day one.
I agree.
It's really incredible. So I'm not involved in the negotiations. I haven't been involved in any of that with the wall. But what I do know is this president believes so strongly that if he makes a commitment, he will follow through. And that's what he's doing.
Right. And Republicans just moments ago did add $5 billion in border security back to the funding bill. bill. Now, where it goes from here, I don't know. If it passes the House and then where it goes in the Senate, I don't know. But I'm telling you, he's got to find a way, Brooke Rollins, to fund the wall. I don't think it's ever going to be Congress because I don't believe the Senate will ever back it, even if the House passes it now. I think what he's got to do is he's got to find in the military budget. He's mentioned in the past he'd do that. I'm the guy who wrote about it, and my great buddy Lee is best buddies with the president. He handed my column to President Trump in Mar-a-Lago and said, you got to read Wainwright's column, and President Trump said he would. Put it in his breast pocket and said, I swear to you, I'll read it. I love Wayne's stuff. And I said, just declare a national security emergency and therefore use the military Pentagon budget to fund the wall. There's where you get $25 billion out of literally billions and hundreds of billions of dollars. $25 billion is like me taking a five out of my wallet out of the Pentagon budget. You're not probably never going to get it from Congress. So find a way around it. Obama ruled by executive order. Why can't Trump rule by executive order? Go ahead and do it. Worst that'll happen is the Supreme Court will disagree with you, but the best that'll happen is it'll go to the Supreme Court and they'll agree with you. That once it was a national security issue, the president can do what he wants with the money. He can decide where it comes from. But I love the guy. I just don't want him to get discouraged, Brooke, because it's him against the world. It's like the movie The 300. It's Trump against an army of a million, and sometimes I think he feels like, why didn't I just stay a happy billionaire doing whatever the hell I wanted to do, right?
That's exactly right, but he's here to fight for the American people, so thank you for standing with him and your listeners as well.
Oh, I'll keep propping him up because I love him, and I think we have to send him love and let him know he's not alone. It feels like he's
alone.
He's alone in Washington, but he's not
alone
in America.
Washington is a lonely place. That's why he loves to get out of here and go see the people. He loves that. And that's
you
why.
Let him know Wainwright loves him, and all my listeners love him, and all my viewers love him, and we're going to keep fighting for him, and we will not let him go back on any promise. He's got to keep fighting for it on our behalf. We love him. We're going to keep strengthening him every day.
Well, God bless you for that. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Brooke. All my exes come from Texas. I love Texas. Thank you.
Have yourself a great day.
Yippee, yippee, ki-yay.
You
too. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, the Jewish Texan. We'll be back in a second. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets.
Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root just off the phone with an assistant to the President of the United States. Nice conversation with Brooke Rollins, assistant to the President for Strategic Initiatives. She was really on to talk about this transformation of America's criminal justice system, but I, of course, steered the conversation to what I think is by far the most important news in America today, which is the wall, and Trump now saying he will, in fact, shut down the government for the wall. So we shall see. This segment, by the way, sponsored by Liberty HealthShare. More news to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I've been telling you for the last 2 years that I'm a member of Liberty HealthShare, and that's the perfect guinea pig for you. I joined. Fantastic, and they saved me $18,000 last year and $18,000 this year, and they'll save me $18,000 next year. That's just purely the monthly payments. They've saved me $54,000. That means over 3 years, starting in January. But I also told you that my son had his wisdom teeth pulled. The bill was $2,500. Love those dentists in Las Vegas. Oh my gosh, $2,500. Who's got that's $2,500 before taxes? That's not even deductible. That means you're spending $4,000 or $5,000 of real money pre-tax or post-tax in this case. $2,500 pre-tax, post-tax it's $4,000 to $5,000 depending on the tax bracket you're in. That's crazy just to get four teeth removed. And so a $2,500 bill, and meanwhile, Liberty HealthShare, we submitted it, and Liberty HealthShare paid us $2,000 on the $2,500 bill. I didn't expect anything because it's teeth, you know. I didn't think any of these health insurance companies pay for dental, but Liberty HealthShare paid $2,000 of a $2,500 bill. So I've mentioned that. Now I've got to mention two other things. A month ago, I went to a doctor, a urologist, just for a checkup because I'd never been to one in my life, and someone said, man, you got to check out. Once every 10 years, you got to check on that. I mean, you could wind up with colon cancer. You could wind up with prostate cancer. You got to check up. And so I went to a urologist, first time in my whole life. I don't think I'd ever been to one. Certainly first time in 20 plus years. And when I walked out of the office, I expected to pay like a $200 fee. I gave him my Liberty HealthShare card, and they said, yeah, we take this, and there is no fee. There's not even a copay. There's nothing. I was like, what do you mean there's nothing? They said there's no fee. We're going to just bill Liberty, and that's it. There's no copay. And I walked out, and I thought, wow, what is that? But again, I've reached my family's total deductible for the year, so I guess they're paying the full thing. So then today I went to my eye doctor. This is December. I'm trying to get everything in. Well, I've already reached my deductible. I went to the eye doctor for the first time in 2.5 years. Last time I was there, checkup, $250. Today they said it's going to be $250. I handed them my card thinking they were going to say, we don't take Liberty HealthShare. They said, we take it. I said, really? Yeah. And the copay is the only thing you'll have to pay. Nothing else. Instead of $250, just a copay. And I thought, that's great. So they said, after your visit, go to that window, and they'll ask you for the copay. I went to that window an hour and a half later after the doctor checked me out. Thank God. Same as the urologist. Nothing wrong. Everything in great shape. And the girl behind the window said, no charge. I said, what do you mean no charge? There's no copay? No, nothing. And I walked out. That's two doctors in the last month that both took Liberty HealthShare, which is a Christian health sharing organization, amazing, and neither one even charged me a copay, let alone to pay for the visit. If that isn't amazing, I don't know what is. Liberty HealthShare is amazing, and my costs are $449 a month for a family of six. That's amazing. $107 a month if you're single. So for more information, call Liberty HealthShare, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. So, other big news, Defense Secretary James Mattis, Mad Dog, is quitting, and he doesn't agree with Trump. He's quitting because he doesn't agree with Trump. He's retiring at the end of February, telling Trump in a letter he has a right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned with yours. A new Defense Secretary will be named shortly. It came on the heels of Trump's controversial plan to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. He'll withdraw 2,000 U.S. service members out of the country, ending the ground strategy against the Islamic State. He said in a tweet Wednesday morning, Trump, that we have defeated ISIS in Syria, my only reason for being there during the Trump administration. And again, all these military guys and first of all, the left is now bitching and moaning. Really, did the left bitch and moan when Obama pulled us out of everywhere he pulled us out of? When Obama let the Arab Spring go through? When Obama abandoned Iraq? Did anybody say a word? No, nothing. Now it's a big deal. But here's what Wayne Rudess said from the beginning. I'm a different kind of conservative. I'm a real conservative, and yet, I agree with Trump's this new law enforcement criminal justice initiative, because I think there's too many people in jail, too many people of color in jail, too many black people in jail, too many Hispanic people in jail. To be honest with you, I think there's just too many people in jail. And so I agree with that. And the same thing when it comes to war. If someone hurts or bombs one American, I will bomb you to hell. I will napalm you to hell. I will end your country like it never existed. But as long as no one is bothering me, I don't want to be in your country. I don't want to waste any America's critical money. I don't want to waste taxpayers' money. I don't want to answer the national debt. And I don't want to waste the precious lives of beautiful, precious, brilliant American boys and girls in the military. Why would I send someone in harm's way to Syria? Who cares about Syria? And you know what? I hope we get out of Afghanistan too. And Trump just announced moments ago he wants to pull out most of our troops from Afghanistan. This is the kind of Republican I am. I'm a Donald Trump Republican. You know, I believe that if you attack America, we need to defend America. We will bomb your country back to the Stone Age. We don't fool around and we don't need lawyers to tell us what we're allowed to bomb or not. But other than you directly attacking America or Americans, I don't want any money spent wasting American lives or money in foreign countries in the middle of the hellhole called the Middle East. Screw all you people. You could all just kill each other. Let the Sunnis kill the Shias. Let the Shias kill the Sunnis. Who cares? Why should we be involved? Why should your son or mine be involved? Why should my kids risk their life for that? So that's great. Pull out and let Mad Dog Mattis go away. Another big military spender Eisenhower warned us about. We'll be right back.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.